creative journey is not an easy one. We're here to help. The Lightning Rod is a safe space to talk about branding, marketing, business, and the creative industry. Today's host is Min Nguyen.
And we are back. Hello, my name is Min Nguyen, and you're listening to The Lightning Rod. All right, folks. So in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about what it's like for me to find someone in the art industry to be my mentor, and how that relationship is going, my struggles with finding that kind of relationship, and some little, hopefully, some advice on how you guys can find that kind of relationship for yourself, and what to expect in one. So, this is going to be a very personal episode, and I'm going to do a part two to it as well on what it's like for me to be that person for someone else, to mentor someone. And I cannot stress to you how important these kinds of relationships can be to your artistic growth. It took me a long time to get to that point professionally. But now, in my life, I have two people that I would consider to be my art mentors. So one of them I met in school, and one of them I actually met online and just as a Facebook friend. So I'm going to be talking about those relationships and my struggle in finding them. So let's start a little bit from the beginning. I have always been very envious of the students that just get along well with like a teacher or a professor. When I was in high school, so a long time ago, a little while back, there was this one art teacher that I had, and I loved her so very much. We will call her, for the sake of this episode, we'll call her Mrs. Jones. Mrs. Jones was so funny, and she was like the nicest, sweetest woman. She had a personality that could fill an entire space. I really wanted her to be my mentor for myself, but ultimately, it just didn't happen, and she was an art mentor for many other people, and she was a great mentor for them, but for me and her, we never really reached that point in our lives where we connected like that. Even after high school, when I graduated already, we kind of fell out of touch, and almost a decade later, we're still friends on Facebook and whatever in between, but we have kind of essentially moved on with our professional lives. But I still have, you know, obviously all of the love in my heart and soul for her. She's a lovely woman still, nonetheless. But looking back on that relationship, I realized that we didn't really have that much in common in terms of our personalities, and we were on totally, completely different ends of the artistic spectrum. I am a digital artist. I am 100% digital. I don't really like to use any traditional tools whatsoever outside of my sketchbook and just scanning in my sketches and taking them digitally. Mrs. Jones is more of a gallery, traditional arts, fine arts kind of person. She's a mural artist as well. So we definitely were on very different ends. And I'm not saying that you can never find a mentor that is on a different spectrum of art than you. In fact, in my part two to the series, I'm going to be talking about how I mentor someone who is going into a different industry than me. But what I wanted professionally for myself didn't line up in any way with her markets. So in the end, I think it would have been for the best. So that was kind of my stepping point. But that was a great lesson for me. That was the first major lesson that I learned at 17 years old, is that I knew exactly what industry I wanted to go into. I knew where I wanted to be. And that's an excellent start to honing your abilities. And it puts you on the right track and on the right momentum to find someone in that industry. So, fast forward to when I entered art school about 3 years ago. In about 2017, I started graduate school, and I thought to myself immediately, I was actually very conscious, a very conscious decision. I said to myself, this is the perfect place to find someone. I was actually pretty determined to find an art mentor, someone that I could trust to show them my art throughout the day and I really was, frankly, a little desperate for that relationship. I really wanted that because I know so many of my friends who have that kind of relationship, and I see their art just skyrocket out of control. So a year went by, 2 years went by, and nothing really happened. I didn't really have anyone that fit the bill for me at all in any way, and I was getting a little sad. I really wanted to find someone, but in the meantime, and I'll talk about this more in episode two, I started mentoring someone else, but I couldn't find that relationship for myself, to find someone. But then slowly over time, that changed. Around the beginning of my third year at graduate school, there was a teacher that was fresh, new to my school, and I just met with him. We were a very professional level. I actually was his teaching assistant for a while, and slowly afterwards, I continued that relationship onward after we built that relationship. And we now set up meetings in his office hours, and we'll talk all the time about my art. But I think, you know, there's a different power dynamic, obviously, because he's my teacher, my professor at the current moment. But on a human level, just on a basic human level, we had a lot of common interest. So it started off with actually one of the very first things he asked me before he accepted me as his art mentor, or excuse me, his art teaching assistant, was he asked me just a couple questions about myself. And it turns out we both have a very big mutual love of Johnny Cash. And it's pretty cool. Like, it's pretty nice just to have that human level interaction with him. So even though he's still my professor, and there's definitely like a professional barrier there, we definitely relate to each other on a human level. And it's always nice just to talk with him on a friend level, a professional friendship level, while also showing him my art. So that's one of my mentors. But the second one is I actually met him on Facebook. So we will call him, I'm going to call him Kevin. Okay. So I met Kevin on Facebook. I just added him one day because I saw that he was a really talented artist. And lo and behold, he added me back. And our friendship just started off with just sharing memes with each other. And just I just liked a bunch of his memes. But then it evolved into just us talking to each other, reaching out. Like I remember I private messaged him and I said, hey, I really love your art piece that you submitted today. And we just started talking on a really platonic level. His wife is really into vintage clothing. And I was like, oh my gosh, so am I. And I actually sent her a couple of links for like a couple of websites that I really love. And we just kind of developed just a friendship. But then slowly over time, we started sharing art with each other, and he is such a sweet guy. He goes out of his way to make art demos for me, specifically to the problems that I have. And that's kind of my big first takeaway. And I think the reason why, if I had to look back on my life very critically, I think in the beginning, I tried to force these relationships. Like, I had to have this. I have to have it. It has to happen. And I felt very, I don't want to sound mean to myself, but I'm just going to be very upfront. I felt a little bit entitled. And that's not great. And that's something toxic that I had to learn and like adjust with myself through. But I think the big takeaway for me and my first lesson was that I stopped trying to force these relationships. It will come naturally on its own. And that's my first big advice to you, is start with common ground interest and build a friendship first, a genuine friendship with no expectations or no quote unquote, there's no catch to this friendship. There's no anything. You're just genuinely friends with this person. And that's way more healthy than like expecting someone to help you, expecting them to be there for you, because that's not right at all. It's not correct, and no one owes you their time. So that's a mentality that I had to really unlearn about myself. Now, when I entered this kind of relationship with my two lovely mentors, there were oftentimes, I think, the number one thing that I found out was I felt like I had nothing to offer. And I found out that I don't know, or I felt like that, excuse me. I felt like I was a little insecure about that. I felt like it was one-sided. I wanted to feel like I wanted to offer them something back. I always felt like they were giving me so much of their time, and that's the big thing I learned, is that this is a donation of time and a lot of energy that they're giving to me to teach me certain skills away from their freelance work, away from their teaching, away from everything else. And that's something that I had to really internalize when I was accepting graciously their help. So I wanted to give something back, if anything. Like, I felt like that. But, and it was honestly to the point where I felt so apologetic about it. And I even confronted them about it. And I said, hey, like, I don't know, like, I'm wasting your time. I feel like, you know, are you okay with doing this for me? This is so much work that you're helping me through. And as I said earlier, to build on my first point, they both came back to me and said, no, Min, it's a pleasure to help you. It's like, we're donating this time because we see that you are trying and you want to learn and you want to grow. So that's lovely to me. I was very taken aback by that. But then also with my friend Kevin, he said to me, it's because we're friends and I love to help out my friends however I can. It's a really lovely, lovely sentiment, and the feeling is mutual towards us now. So on the flip side of that, my advice, also don't be ashamed or embarrassed to show your mentor your works in progress. At the same time, don't ever feel ashamed about that. You might not be proud of a new skill that you're learning. You might not be confident about it. But in theory, this relationship that you guys have formed should be a judgment-free zone. So it should be a safe space to talk freely and ask any question or any bit of advice. You're not a waste of time. Your art, your ambition, your dreams are not a waste of time. And there's no such thing ever as a dumb question. I find that to be very ableist language. You are learning and you're speaking to someone who wants to see you grow. So if they don't want to see you grow, or if they treat you like poorly, like judging you, it's probably not a great environment and it's kind of a toxic space. But I've been very grateful and very blessed in my relationships where they actually reassured me. I was very hard on myself when I'm like, I feel like I'm sorry if I'm asking a stupid question. And they always reassure me, no, man, there's no such thing as a stupid question. You're learning. And I think that's one of the greatest things about having that kind of relationship, where there is also that encouragement, as in you're learning. And they will recognize my growth. They will recognize that I'm trying. And that recognition as well, and that's something to look for in a mentor, that recognition, that acknowledgement of you as an individual, they'll take time away and time aside to say, hey, I have noticed your growth, and I just want to share with you that I've seen it right now, and I'm proud of you. So that's really lovely too. And I always try to implement that now when I mentor someone. I always try to take time aside and tell the person that I mentor, hey, you're doing really great. And that kind of encouragement, it just makes me want to do better for them, but also for myself, obviously. But I also think about them now. I think about how will they react when they see my art, and I'm excited to show them my art. It's actually a really fun experience for me now, just to have that person to share that art with. So the big question, and this brings me to the final part of my episode, is so many people ask me, how do I find this person? How do I find this person? How do I find this person? There's no easy answer. There's no easy solution. It will come. This relationship will happen. The worst thing you can do is do what Min did and try to force it and try to feel like you have to have this, because frankly, it comes from a place of a little bit of entitlement that I used to have. And as I said, I think it's a little bit of a toxic trait of mine. Form your friendships first. Add people in your industry on Facebook, add them on LinkedIn, have a conversation with them, talk to them on a human level first, talk to them about memes, talk to them about art, just relate to them. Be there for them. Be there for them however you can as a friend first. form your friendships, and then hopefully a mentorship could arise from it. If not, then that's fine too. What did you lose? Nothing. You just gained another wonderful person in your life. You just gained a friend. So if not, then try to be that mentor for somebody else too. That's equally as valuable. And I'll talk about this again in my episode 2, where I've learned so much about how to be a better leader and how to be a more effective artist by being a mentor for someone else. So always be ready to extend a helping hand yourself. Always be ready to show and reach out to people. Reach out first. Take the first steps and initiate. And I know it's really difficult for a lot of artists, especially because we're a shy bunch. I know that we're a shy bunch, but it's always worth it to try and just extend a hello or like a meme that someone shared. And hopefully, slowly but surely, a friendship will form and maybe a mentorship will form. Who knows? But that's my bit of advice for this episode. And look out for part 2 when I talk about my experience being a mentor. But I hope this was helpful for you guys. And that concludes the episode. My name is Min Nguyen, and I am signing out. Bye. See you next time.
Did you know that we have an entire content library for you to learn from? Check out our website for more information. Thanks for tuning in today. The Lightning Rod is powered by the creative folks.